I love this show so much. Oh my God. And what's great about this show is that you can have a show like The Battle of the Bastards or The Battle of Blackwater, and the action is intense. The war scenes are just brutal and gory, and there's such drama in the action, and that's great too. But then you have an episode like this where there's not a lot of action. It's just a lot of talking and a lot of scheming and strategizing, and the episode can be just as good as an episode where there's war. And this episode, The Queen's Justice, was a perfect example of that. So we begin with Jon Snow finally meeting Daenerys, and when they talk, you know, it's not like they're, when they meet, like they sense something in each other, or they immediately work together, or there's chemistry. It's like, no, they don't know each other yet. So what I love about this show is the arguments that each character makes, and I'm going, wow, Daenerys has a good point. Then Jon says something, and I said, wow, Jon has a good point too. And then Daenerys says something again, and then I said, wow, this person has a good point. And then Tyrion says something, and I'm like, whoa. And all these points are valid. It's just how these leaders make these decisions. And it shows how tough it is to be a leader. And then when Littlefinger's lines to Sansa about how you have to be everybody's enemy, you have to be everybody's friend, that's the way that someone like him would lead, but we kind of knew this was the way he thought, but to actually hear Littlefinger say it, and can just imagine what it's like to be someone like that, constantly thinking of every option. He's just like a master chess player, and it shows how good he is because he started from nothing, and now he's the Lord of the Vale, just through all this kind of scheming. Like, he has a backup plan for a backup plan for a backup plan. Now, I don't know if he's necessarily a good guy morally, but he might be a good guy to have in your side, but you can't trust him either. That's the thing. Someone like Jon Snow, you can trust. He's an honorable guy. And someone like Ned Stark was a great honorable guy, but that honor and that trustworthiness, you know, the fact that he was so trustworthy could, you know, also get him killed. And speaking of leaders, just the way this was Cersei's episode, just the way she was able to use her mind, her granted diabolical mind, but a brilliant mind, in how she took everything over, how she got the bank to be on her side, how she, with the help of Jaime, faked out Daenerys. It's a second blow to Daenerys now. Now the Unsullied are trapped at Casterly Rock. So Cersei is just brilliant. Again, I wouldn't want her to be my ruler, because if you make her mad, you're dead. And she's very much authoritarian in that way. You know, if she doesn't like you, she will kill you and all of your family. But it just shows how, you know, she's her father's daughter. It just showed that, as brilliant as Tywin was, he was definitely more calculated. He took his time. Cersei is brilliant, and she wants everything right away, and she gets it, and she got it in this episode. And speaking of diabolical, but a diabolical person who I probably wouldn't mind being ruled over, because she was so just smart and like Littlefinger, planned things ahead, but she was like better than Littlefinger at this. But Olenna, and my hat, if I was wearing a hat, goes off to Diane Rigg. Throughout the whole entire show, anytime she was on the screen, how she just her presence just took over the scene. And I, along with, you know, the brilliant dialogue in the show, how she just took it over and delivered those lines, and you just wanted to root for her because she was such a strong, smart character, strong, smart woman, very wise, very experienced. You know, but it only takes one mistake to be taken over. But when she was taken over, just how calm she was and how stoic she was, she never cracked. You know, you saw Ilaria and her daughter, the Sand Snake. I mean, they were in a terrible position, so they were crying. They were cracking. But I think if Cersei did get her way and did torture Olenna, I think Olenna would just stand there and not show Cersei that it's affecting her. But I'm glad she didn't die, at least in a painful way. I didn't want her to die at all. But oh my God, what a way for her to go. Just, even though she was sitting down, standing up to Jaime, telling him off, standing up for herself, and then right before she's about to die, tells him, oh, by the way, Tyrion didn't do this to your son. Tyrion didn't kill Joffrey. It was me. I did it. And Cersei needs to know that. And the look on Jaime's face, such a great performance. I'm forgetting the actor's name right now, but just the subtle look that he gives her, just in shock and revulsion. And this was just one last gotcha by Olenna. And the Reigns of Castamere, the song The Reigns of Castamere, was playing all throughout when the Lannisters, and it was great to see Bronn, and it was cool to see Tarly there as well, so obviously Tarly aligned with him, going up to Highgarden, taking it over, another feather in the cap of Cersei. And hearing that song, and the story behind the song is about how the Lannisters defeated House Rain. Right? It was House Rain. No. Fuck. I forgot. House Rain or House Castamere, I think it was House Rain. And just how Tywin just defeated another enemy, and he did it in such a fashion that a very popular song was written. So the way it was set up and the beautiful music, it's such a great song. The National recorded a version of it that I play a lot. Just the melody of it, and just to see Jaime thinking he's triumphant and then just gets one last blow. I mean, he was triumphant, but just that one last blow by Olenna, and just how it ended. It's like, you know, even though this great character is dying, it was still like, yes! So I was sad that she died, but happy that she got one last lick in to the Lannisters. Now, this does not excuse the behavior, and Olenna said that. Olenna said the terrible things that she's done to protect her family, but she's given herself an out, a justification for it. So as bad, you know, Olenna killed Joffrey, as a monster that Joffrey was, she still murdered him. And I was going to say Joffrey's a child, but in Game of Thrones world, I think when you're 13, you're no longer a child, you're a man grown. So I guess it excuses that. And what's weird, just going on a tangent, what's weird in the books is that these characters, because, you know, you can't stop the aging process when you're doing a TV show, the characters in the books are like, you know, the main characters are like 14 years old, 15 years old, 16 years old, because in Game of Thrones world, that's when you're an adult. So it's just, it's when I read the book, I picture the characters on the show, because I don't want to picture like a 13, 14-year-old kid doing these horrible things or having horrible things done to them. So, but man, this season has been so good. This season, oh, so good. You know, the only, and I keep mentioning this every time, the only downside were, you know, seeing the Sand Snakes. Even seeing the Sand Snake be tortured, I'm like, oh, just get them off the screen. It's enough. Enough with freaking Dorne already. And that's probably it for Dorne anyway. So, wow. I haven't seen the preview yet for next, because my DVR cut off for the next episode, but I can't wait to watch it. I can't wait till Sunday now. I can't wait. I love this show. I love this show. I love this show. So, and hopefully you love my show. And So that's it for me. And you can find me at on Twitter at Mike Lane Act. That's MikeLaneAct. You can find me on Facebook at Mike Lane Actor. And you can email me at MikeLaneAct@yahoo.com. I promise I will respond to everything, provided you're not spam. All right, until next time.